As thousands parade through the streets of Bahrain's capital, Manama, for political reforms and to address human rights issues, protesters stood in front of the Bahrain embassy in Washington, D.C. against King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa and the monarchy.
King Hamad is very famous for systematic torture. Torture has been going on for many, many years in Bahrain, and not a lot of people know about it, which is really sad.
Demonstrators say they're concerned over the lack of attention that Bahrainis are being given to peaceful opposition protests overseas. Opposition supporters want to keep pressure on the Bahraini government, which they say is violating human rights. King Hamad has said that he supports an independent commission inquiry and has since pledged reforms.
A year ago today, it was one of the worst crackdown on the Bahraini people. There were curfews, people were arrested, detained, tortured, people went missing.
These protesters are urging for political reforms that would allow for an elected government and reduce powers for King Hamad and the ruling family. Protesters and organizers say they're upset that tens of thousands of Bahraini voices are being ignored by King Hamad and the Bahraini government. But there's a fear factor involved that goes internationally. Out of the dozens of voices here in the U.S. that wanted to speak out in protest of the Bahraini government, very few came here to represent themselves. To match the mass uprisings in Bahrain, these protesters wanted a stronger demonstration in the U.S. to send a clear, decisive message. But with heavy law enforcement outside the embassy, fears of retribution kept many people away, organizers say.
Even though they're here in the United States and they're safe, if their faces or names were to get out, they are concerned for their family and friends back home.
Protesters say they know that without foreign pressure, King Hamad won't feel the urgency coming from his people. So they're criticizing the Obama administration for being silent.
This cause is as much in the Bahraini's interest as it is in the long-term interest of the U.S. Having a democratic country as opposed to a monarchy.
There are plans to hold more protests throughout the year. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.